Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
After starting stronger this morning, grain futures sold off throughout today. December corn closed down 2¾ cents at 378 even, roughly a half cent off of the low from today. November beans down 6¼ cents, back below $9. They're going to settle about $8.99, a penny and a half off the low. Early this morning, beans were the one bright spot, the brightest spot or the strongest spot across the grains. They were strong, close 14 cents off their highs, though, even after a positive export report this morning. And then wheat futures, which were higher as well early, closed down 3.5 to 4.5 cents. December Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 491¼. December Kansas City down 4.5 at $4.76. Some outside influence today, the U.S. dollar index was up really strong, up 130 points. December is back up to 96.37, about 140 off the lows of earlier. So anytime the dollar goes up, that's thought to maybe slow down the export market, and that could have been one of the reasons why the grains did end up edging back down. There is weather across the plains, which we're experiencing here, quite a bit of rain here in western Oklahoma. That'll be beneficial to the wheat crop. Some people are saying that that'll get their wheat up. Some people are saying it may even be too much rain and they'll have to replant.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were for wheat, 359,000. That was in the middle of the range of 300 to 500. Corn exports, 248,000. Considered disappointing. The range of expectations were 450 to 650. So 200,000 metric tons below the low end of the range. Beans were strong again at 2.03 million metric tons. We were looking for 1.2 to 1.8. So that report was neutral wheat, bearish corn, and then bullish beans. The beans continue to be bullish. Most of the buying is coming from Asia, specifically China. Hedge funds are still short the wheat, 155 million bushels, long about 470 million bushels of corn, and then short 35 million bushels of soybeans. Also this week, tomorrow afternoon, we've got the on-feed report. It's showing, or is expected to show, 102.1% on-feed. Now, that'd be 10.195 million head of last year, or this year, a little bit bigger than last year. Placed, 95.4% of last year, so lower than last year. That's 1.921 million head. And then marketing's 97.5%. That'd be 1.64 million head. And that's tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle up 60 at 143.75, February up 95 at 145.25, November feeder cattle up 282 at 194.25, January up 152 at 186.30, December lean hogs down 57 at 66.45, February down 57 at 68.12. December Kansas City wheat down 5 at 475.5. March down 5 at 490.5. December Chicago wheat down 4 at 490¾. December corn down 2.5 at 378¼. March down 2¼ at 388. November soybeans down 6.5 at 898¾. January down 8.5 at 901. December cotton down 171 at 62.52. March down 168 at 62.37. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.